This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Here we go. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Welcome in on a back-to-work Monday here. General at your service, Addies. There's Broadus. He has made his return. Little extra sun on his face is coming back from wedding in South Carolina. We'll get more details on that. Lucius Alexander's in the Pym Cup at Master Control over there at 75 and Fitzhugh. He's fixing to go five flawless, okay? No Rangers game tonight. Speaking of that, Rangers glory. As they did get the sweep that we were hoping for, but didn't know if it was appropriate to expect as they hosted the White Sox. But they scored enough, and the pitching was great. And Wolchuk and Schiafalo are here, and Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105 through thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Please like the video. If you're coming on over to YouTube, it's great. Some people had an issue with the Odyssey app last week, and they took the opportunity to join us over here on YouTube or Twitch. And now they got a real solid backup set up. They're all subbed and hit the bell button so they get alerted whenever we go live or upload. We'll check. You know how that is. How the hell are you doing, buddy?
Fantastic. Nice hat. Thank you, buddy. Thank
you. Had a good
you.
Father's Day?
Yeah, it was good, man. We had a little family brunch yesterday, and I got a nice little goodie bag from Eliza that the preschool put together, including the hat. So it was awesome, man. It was really, really fun. Then we did our BetMGM show yesterday. Got to watch just what was a terrible U.S. Open. I mean, it just looked disgusting, sloppy, gross, but it was a blast, man. Really had a good day. I hope everybody else did as well out there.
Yeah, hopefully everybody did. I mean, the weather was pretty dang sweet. You know, we're just enjoying this incredible spring, and it continues. Low 90s this week. Here's Brian back from South Carolina. How'd it go, buddy?
Yeah, it was actually a very eventful wedding in a way. Travel is always daunting. Mm-hmm. You feel like you've got it made, and all of a sudden an hour flight turns into a 3-hour flight kind of thing. And then, you know, you feel like that you brought the right shirt to wear, you know, with your tux, more like a gray one, kind of a gray colored shirt. But then the humidity and heat was involved.
Oh, it gotcha.
And it turned into like I was
two-tone.
I kind of looked like that. Who's my guy? Sean Miller, the coach out there at
Yeah, he's now with Texas, right?
Yeah,
just the old hyper-color shirts.
Just all of a sudden it's like, and people are looking at you like, bro, you're over sweating now. Mm. Yeah. You know, and I was just kind of like, I got to the point.
It was an outdoor wedding.
There was a lot of eating outdoors. There was things where, like, the dinner was outdoors.
Uh-huh.
And so now it reminded me so much of being down in Louisiana, you know, where you're around the water, and it's humid, and it's hot, and it's beautiful, but
it's miserable.
Yeah, I mean, these young kids can handle that. I was just kind of sitting there. I got to the point where I said, listen, I'm sorry. I took the tie off.
There you go.
Jacket off, rolled up the sleeves.
Yeah, you did.
You know, I couldn't just sit there and just continually sweat profusely.
Well, and I know Mardi Gras Brian had to be making somewhat of an appearance, right?
I was worried that if I drank, I was going to like pass out. It was that
sweating so much.
I was just thinking if I'm putting alcohol back in me, that it probably wouldn't do me well.
No cocktails, huh?
No. Well, I had two margaritas right off
there.
The,
you right go.
Off
right, the boom, jump. Baby. After, here we were back
after the service world, and when you can't pass people up when they're walking around with drinks, right?
No,
it's not.
Food that'd be rude. And drinks. You got to. Oh, hey, I'll try this. Let's see what they had. They had a deal that's pretty interesting. You guys don't like oysters? Anybody like oysters? Dawson, yeah.
I bet I'd like fried oysters. I just haven't tried them yet.
Well, they had this. They had these people walking around, and they had these boxes. They had these boxes of oysters. They were holding them.
Oyster boxes?
Yeah. So like back in the day, like they used to sell cigarettes. Mm-hmm. Had it like with a, you know, the lady walking around. Cigars, cigarettes, you know, that kind of thing. You see those
like
old,
a stadium concession.
Yeah, stadium concession.
It's like at the wedding.
No, this is the after wedding.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
gotcha. So the reception.
The reception. So they got these oysters and stuff, and they're like four different kinds. Mm. And they're like, well, here, try this and try this. And I kind of follow that guy around.
Yeah.
You know, it's
you
like.
You're tailing him.
I
well, they say those are aphrodisiacs.
Well, I. Yeah.
Set the mood.
Yeah. That.
And, I noticed he was walking a little bit lighter. He's sort of floating in the studio today.
That heat exhaustion were two things I was dealing with. I've never been to a wedding where they had like raw oysters, like serving, like usually you think it's like, oh, well, here's a tray, you know, but they had them in these boxes so you can kind of pick which one you wanted out of it. It was actually pretty.
Never seen
pretty
that either. Good. That's brilliant. What about some crab cakes? You get your fingers on some
crab
cakes.
Oh, yeah. I had some crab cakes.
Yeah.
Had a beef short rib that was outstanding. I went back to the kitchen to ask about the demi-glaze that went on it.
Was it braised?
It was braised. I did go back there. I asked. I said, hey, do you think I could go back there and talk to the chef? And they go, why?
Demi-glaze, bro. What do you mean?
I wanted to know what the sauce was he put on, how he marinated the, or how he braised the short rib, because it was outstanding. And so, you know me, I just kind of wandered back there. Like I was supposed to be there, Dawson.
Yeah, you nailed it. Yeah. I'm sure you did, man.
It was good times. Good times.
Well, that is amazing. And when are we going to hear more about this travel snafu that you had? You know, I'm always interested in that.
Do you have time for a second? Which one do you want to hear? The one where I'm...
The worst one.
I heard you had a similar experience to my flight into Vegas last summer.
Oh, yeah. We flew into Nashville initially. Great. Nashville, great town. Flew into Nashville, kind of waiting around the airport. It's going to be an hour flight from Nashville to
Charleston.
Yeah. And so that's what happened. We're literally getting ready to land in Charleston. And all of a sudden we pull the dive bomber move, you know, like,
oh no,
you start raising, going back up. And I'm like,
it's so unsettling because you're getting ready for impact. Yeah. And then the jet hits and you're like, what's going on?
Well, they fired the engines back up as we were going around. And okay. So me hate flying to begin with. I'm thinking, oh no, what are we doing now? Mm. Well, evidently a thunderstorm had hit over the airport. It was standing over the airport.
They were worried about wind shear.
They were worried about all that stuff. So we had to go back up. Well, now we're circling like the whole state of South Carolina, basically just circling it for an hour. And we're bumping along in these thunder clouds, you know. I mean, every time you hit one, the plane is just shaking violently. And I'm about to lose it to begin with, you know, because I'm just hating it.
You're thinking we're going to get struck by lightning up
I'm
here.
Thinking yeah. something's going to happen. Thinking, like,
thank God for that pre-flight Xanny.
But anyway, so here we are, and we go around for an hour, and then finally the pilot comes on and says, well, folks, we can't land. We got to go to Myrtle Beach. So we flew like 90 miles north, landed there.
Fuel up,
never got off the plane, one of those deals. But, you know, I was just kind of sitting there. Had to fly back through all that crap we just went through, know, and now that thing's bouncing all over the place.
I know you were thinking about getting out and driving.
Yeah.
Honestly, landed at Myrtle Beach.
If they would have opened the door at Myrtle Beach,
yeah.
I might have escaped.
Yeah.
I might have just jumped down without the jet bridge thing. I might have just jumped down on the tarmac.
We got a man loose on the tarmac.
Maybe, dude, get me out of here.
Maybe just tripped.
Suffered a broken leg, you know, kind of limped to the Avis rent a car place. And it was 90 miles away. But yeah. I tell you, my friend David Brissett, his son got married, Jack. And I'm his godfather. And they drove 16 hours. They drove from Dallas to Charleston.
And you're a little jealous.
And I was a little jealous.
That's a feat of strength.
And he didn't stop. He's one of these guys too, by the way. Do you ever deal with people real quick? Do you ever deal with people that hey, we'll pull over on the side of the road and eat if it's on the right side of the road that we're going?
Yeah. Yeah. It's only on, only on the right. I get that.
It could be Bob's Steak and Chop. It could be Pecan Lodge. It could be Whataburger. It could be Hurtado. My guy Dave, we're gonna eat over here at the gas station.
Chevron.
Everything's on the left. Everything that I just described, all the great places, Bob's Steak and Chop, Whataburger, everything's on the left side. He continues
eating up a burrito in a microwave.
Yeah, we're literally eating the rotisserie hot dog thing.
There we go.
And I'm like, I'll be happy to buy you steak over here if you want. Oh no, keep going,
to the left.
Stay ahead, you know.
I love it, efficient.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. If you have those types of friends in your life, God bless you.
I've almost run out of gas before from that, you know.
Not you wouldn't go to
across the highway.
You wouldn't go across the highway?
Yeah.
See,
in 5 minutes.
I don't understand. I'm like, hey, I'll buy you something to eat. Oh, we'll stop on the right side of the road. And literally I'm eating like a Slim Jim. You know, and instead I could have had like, you know, Bojangles chicken or something, or Popeyes or something on the left side. But no, we had to stay the course on the right side.
Well, I did end up going to Hurtado. It's funny you mentioned it yesterday as the Father's Day gift to myself, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
But what I noticed about that down there is, if you are going
downtown
into that farmer's market area, their parking situation is outstanding, right? So in the past, I've thought, you got to go down there. It's going to give yourself 15 minutes to find parking and walk.
Yeah.
Right. But they got their own parking lot in there. So as long as you don't hit like peak hours, I've gone there twice in the last week and I'm just like, dude, this is in and out for us right here, guys. Right after work.
Yeah. It's right here.
I think you're extremely lucky.
You think I've been lucky?
I absolutely. Well,
I mean, going off peak hours, that's probably the key right there.
Yeah.
Because we went for parking.
We went on a Saturday.
It was the opening day.
Yeah, opening day, I'm sure, was nuts. And the line was still like 15 people deep, four open spots in the parking lot.
Wow.
It's outstanding.
That good for you, man. You're having parking luck then because Charleston has no parking either. Like, I got a parking ticket in front of the church.
What?
Yeah.
You pay it?
I paid it on the spot. They said, hey, listen, it was like I had to pay $8 for 2 hours, went a little over. They were waiting for me, gave me the ticket. I said, can I just take care of this now? And they're like, yeah, you could go on. Here's the website you go on. And I sat in my car, broke my phone. My phone fell out of my pocket. I thought I broke it, but I had a screen protector. It looked like the 4th of July on my phone, you know.
And then
I made the determination. Then I went to the Apple store and got a new phone, and the guy says, well, you have a protector here, sir. He took it off, and then my phone looked perfect.
But you made the decision, I'm getting a new phone.
But I made the decision.
You were excited for that iPhone 16.
Yeah. I was committed. I just said, it's too much technology for me, by the way.
The 16?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's got, you can hit this button and make camera movies and stuff, you know, and I'm like,
ooh, a good old-fashioned camera.
Don't
movie.
Even yeah, don't need much of that.
Brett Favre. Oh, I'm sorry, I said Brett Favre.
It's only been 3 years,
Mama gave me 8 of them flop checks, and Mama take away 5 of them flop checks. I want to stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
Thursday asked Sands, would it be greedy to ask for the Rangers to go for the sweep? He said it wouldn't, you know, but he wanted to manage expectations because the White Sox have been playing a little bit better. And, you know, we talked about it again on Friday, and sure enough, they went out there and did it. I have no fingernails left after that series, by the way. We're all down to nubs, but it's awesome. They showed that even when they aren't exploding offensively, they're still going to scratch enough across to figure out a way to win with 3 or 4 runs. So I thought that was a great way to get back to 500, not, you know, having an offensive explosion, but this is a formula that can be relied on.
Well, who had Rocker giving up no runs?
Well, my gosh, we didn't even know for sure if he was going to be pitching. Then they got the Malley on the IL. That sucks. And then, credit to Kamal Rocker. And he had a good variety working for him. He was able to get out of some jams, but the bullpen, I think you win a bullpen game on Friday. And the bullpen comes in again.
They've won a couple of those. They've won a couple of bullpen games already.
I think coming into the year, it might have been like 1-6 was the stat that I believe I heard on RSN for Boach. And this year, I think they might be undefeated.
I don't think they've lost a bullpen game yet.
Well, this suddenly got a lot of fun. And it's off tonight, but back at it tomorrow with the Royals. It's going to be Leiter and Lugo tomorrow as... you know, we'll definitely have an eye on that. But you mentioned Malley, Wolchuk. What do we know about his IL situation?
Yeah, we're going to have to find out more when we talk with CY coming up at 4:20. I think this is, I mean, we've talked about how...
Is this just arresting for a couple of days?
I feel like it. Like, it's the same thing with Evo. We're going to just go ahead and be cautious with this. Because these are, I mean, one, Malley is coming off of having Tommy John. He hasn't pitched a full season. You were already going to have to probably start to watch and limit his innings. So this was just kind of a good reset for him, most likely. It doesn't sound like it's anything that serious, but you always just got to hope
fatigue,
for the best and pray.
One of the fatigue things.
Just hope for the best and pray when it comes to these
arms. When are we going to get the DeGrom blister then coming up?
I want to give Malley some rest going into the deadline. You know, let's just make sure that
he's tradable. All
of our assets are good to go. Anything, you know, big night in baseball tonight, though. Stanton making his debut, and Ohtani is going to return to pitching, and again, we'll have CY coming up at 4:20.
Did we determine that we would pitch Ohtani from here on out?
Yeah, you don't really have a choice. You signed him. He's going to force his way on the mound.
Yeah, you pitch him. That's why you paid him all that money.
But I think he's just going to go an inning or two, and the ticket prices have skyrocketed for this, just to watch him pitch for 2 innings. Initially, the tickets were like $51. Now it's up to $134.
Why is Dawson the voice of reason over here? Like, what if that dude blows it out again?
Well, I might pitch him some, you know, but I'm definitely not committing to a full slate of pitching unless we need it. I know the Dodgers have had injuries. I'm not super aware of their injuries.
They've had a lot of injuries.
Yeah, they've had a ton
of injuries. Yeah.
So I can see using him for sure and, you know, keeping that fresh, but I don't want to do any wear and tear to that arm, you know, because at some point, our pitching situation isn't going to be great. And we might look at a season in the future like, hey, but right now we know we have a World Series formula with this dude hitting the way that he's hitting. And I don't want to interrupt that. You know, I'd hate for him to go out there and hurt his arm in a way that he couldn't help us with his fielding and his bat. Malik Tillman scored twice. U.S. built a 3-goal first half lead and ended a 4-game soccer losing streak. They whooped Trinidad and Tobago 5-0. CONCACAF Gold Cup opener. They're going to play Saudi Arabia in Austin on Thursday.
How about that? The Saudis come to town. I will say this. Last time they played Trinidad and Tobago, they got beat.
They did.
So that's we're making progress.
It cost them the 2018 World Cup.
It sure did.
That 2-0 defeat. So that was kind of revenge. And again, all the best players aren't playing. It's a program in a little bit of drama right now. But at least they got the win last night. Okay, G-Bag of the Day championship replay coming up next. Then Woolchuck's top 10. What's the subject matter today, buddy?
All right, well, this Wendy's commercial is terrorizing dog owners, and it got me thinking, what are the best fast food mascots of all time? 877-881-1053. We'll do that next on the...
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tea or mensteaclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Fan.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We'll get the G-Bag of the Day champion replayed for you. If you ever miss the G-Bag of the Day, you can go back and listen with the Odyssey app. 5:30 every weekday here on The Fan. Lucius plays the champ and the challengers. Then here at the 220, we replay the champ for anybody that missed it. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first. 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Good afternoon, Lucius.
Yeah. What up, bro? How you feeling?
I'm good. Right. You got a Father's Day?
You know what? We plan, and then life. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It didn't work out like we thought it would, bro. Did not, but... I'm here, we're living, and everything's fine, fam.
Okay.
How about that?
I know the feeling.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. Winner and champ so far, day one, Bobby Belt trolling the hell out of Eric. In fact, he's trolling the whole G-Bag Nation because they just respond to it. Oh, yeah. Mike Hawk. Yeah, I know that guy, yeah.
That's a stud.
Yeah, he's stud. Yeah, Bobby Belt trolling Eric during biggest dub, which is so apropos.
Biggest dub in the 214. Happy birthday to my Tolo bride, Amanda Mount. Happy birthday, Amanda. Getting a victory there. I'm sure hubby's got a nice birthday weekend planned for you, Miss Amanda.
Amanda Mount?
Amanda, yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Mount.
Mount.
Celebrating together.
214, biggest dub, Tolbert fixed my garage door today.
Hey!
That's Tolo Chastity Bell.
We've gotten some incredible stories of folks.
214 Big Dub for the Aledo High School Boys winning state. Sherwood Lovetail was the MVP. How about that? Congrats, Sherwood. Sherwood Lovetail.
Good Father's Day.
God, jeez. All of y'all. All right, Sherwood. Let's go, pal. Let's go, buddy.
My guy.
That's what I'm talking about, baby.
That's the whole Lovetail family, man.
Yeah, baby.
I tried to help Lucius with Lovetail. The Amanda
you
Mount.
Did. You did.
I really tried to cut that off.
Yeah, nailed that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see if Bobby can make it two in his pursuit of five. Mm. I think he's got 1-4, 1-3, a five, and now he's back, and we're only at halfway through 2025. Okay, Bobby faces his challengers coming up at 2:30. Here's Zach with an H, your Willy Bully.
It's incredible. 877-881-1053. What's your favorite fast food mascot? Which one do you think is the best of all time? I did see big news for Texas State. They are looking right now. They are the leader to be joining the Pac-12. So the Pac-12 has been trying to piece itself together. Oregon State, Washington State, they were the holdovers. They've added since Boise State, Colorado State, Fresno State, and San Diego State. Utah State and Gonzaga joined in September. The Bulldogs are a non-football
school
member. Mm-hmm. Now they need one more school to get the eight football schools to have FBS status to join in 2026, Texas State, according to Pete Thamel and Kyle Bonagura, are the leaders in the clubhouse for that. So what an come up for Texas State right now, the Bobcats, man.
You sure?
Yeah, it's an upcome.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a come up for them.
I think it is.
Shout out to the Bobcats. It is.
It's a big win.
Jumping up there. Okay, I don't know if you guys have
played
heard.
Very well against Arizona State. Remember that game?
They almost won it.
Yeah.
There were talks that maybe Texas State would end up getting possibly that 12 seed, like right. Boise State, if sure. they could have won that game. Unfortunately, I think the season didn't quite end up going as well after that. But, yeah.
They've done a fine job.
They have. They really, really have. Okay, so Wendy's has a new commercial out, and people are ticked off. 877-881-1053. I don't know if this has affected you and your household. But it's the very beginning of this commercial. It's their new Frosty flavors, and you'll hear there is a Ring doorbell. Hmm. And I guess this is making dogs that are sitting at the household watching television with their owners just go absolutely crazy because they think there is an intruder at the door. Here is the Wendy's commercial.
Finally, they have arrived. A whole new lineup of delicious Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. Because for as long as, probably forever, there's only been one Frosty. I mean, what would we even do? Add a bunch of Oreo cookies or Pop-Tarts pieces? Mm. That would be kind of genius, actually. Someone write that down. For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's.
Now, I love the idea. They look delicious. The Frosty is outstanding. Totally cool with this. It's just the beginning of the commercial with the Ring doorbell, I guess, has caused people. Yep, the dogs are going crazy. Why the F would Wendy's put a Ring doorbell sound on their commercial? My dog is extremely tired of your BS false alarms, writes Mike Perry on the Twitters. Alyssa Lang, this is beyond painful for me to say, but Wendy's, I will not eat another Baconator until you remove the Ring doorbell noise from this new commercial. My dog and I are fighting. It's 10:51 p.m. at night. I get it. The struggle is real. There are a lot of dogs. They see another dog on TV or they hear the Ring doorbell. They think somebody's at the door. Now they're going to go ape bleep crazy. I mean, commercial's great, but we could have done something better to open it up here, Wendy.
I mean, I think this is actually good for business. This lady's talking about how her dog's frustrated by it. I don't think the dog's frustrated at all.
Dog's, I think she's having a good time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Dog's out here having fun.
Maybe a little confused.
Like, wow. Oh, the dog's definitely confused.
They ran away again. The door. These sneaky bastards. I don't even hear them sneaking up.
Where'd they come from? Where are they? Let me at them.
Yeah. You know, I think it's a way for them to get attention. I don't want to give them too much credit for playing 3D chess every time, but is this Wendy saying, dude, we're going to play this. It's going to make people go crazy, but they're going to remember how much they hate our dog or hate their dog barking about us. And then they're going to go get an Oreo Frosty because it's the best thing in the world. Like, I wouldn't have known about Oreo Frosties right now if it wasn't for this story.
Yeah. I mean, 972 says they've been chowing down a bunch of those new Fusion Frosties.
And okay. So are they awesome?
Really good. According to the 972.
They look good. I mean,
quote,
the commercial.
So damn good.
They looked good. They looked really, really delicious. DJ's wife, Samantha, texted in, our dogs go nuts. It's very annoying. Dog goes absolutely bonkers at the Ring in the commercial.
This was terrible in the 80s and 90s when somebody would ring your doorbell or knock on your door like multiple times a day. There was always just stuff happening. Neighbors were coming by. They couldn't text you. So, you know, and the dog that would absolutely lose his bleep awful. Was one that would not be around for long in our house.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the more annoying sounds in the world when your dog is going crazy like that. If you got one of those dogs and you're like, at what point do you learn? What point do you learn the difference?
It's going to be fine.
Come on now.
Yeah.
I don't know. Black and Gold B, though, has like screen time that they do not allow the dog to watch television after 10 p.m. So that's a good cutoff period there. Oh, 214. Okay. I like that. You know, like your child.
My dad's so good at hitting the mute button as soon as the TV segment ends. He's like, bang, you know, not listening to this.
Oh, he's just muting all commercials.
Yeah,
that's a smart move.
All right, let's get to the top 10, the best fast food mascots in the history of fast food mascots. 877-881-1053. What's your all-time one? And the first text that we received, and this fast food mascot is always stuck in my head. It is the Chihuahua from Taco Bell.
Yeah, that one's...
How about Spuds McKenzie?
Oh, Spuds is great. The Bud Light dog.
What did Spuds McKenzie
Bud Light?
He'd just hang out with gals in bikinis in the
80s. Yeah, he was
the coolest dog.
Spuds killing it.
Yeah, he was a spring breaker.
You know, speaking of the 80s, I would ask maybe Lucius and Broadus if they remember Mac Tonight.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, Mac Tonight. I got it written down right here,
Mac Tonight was good, yeah.
McDonald's, baby.
Half Moon, right?
The
Moon.
Yeah. He was like a lounge singer at a piano singing about McDonald's.
Look kind of like Jay Leno in the face.
Come on, baby, make it Mac Tonight.
Yeah. Big time chin.
Yeah.
Legendary chin. What else we got, Lucius?
No, that's the one there, yeah. The Mayor McCheese. I liked his name.
Mm. Yeah.
Shout out to whoever said their dog watches television. I try to get my dogs to watch television all the time, especially during like the AKC like dog championship thing. Like, look at that dog doing cool stuff. And my dog's just looking all around and not paying attention to the television. Ticks me off to no end, I'll tell you.
Dog jumps like 30 feet for a decoy thing.
Yeah, man. Oh, and if you're talking about dogs barking and going crazy,
yeah,
it's always scary when you're in the shower and you hear the dogs. You know, you're by yourself. You hear dogs just going nuts. You're like, oh, shoot.
Crap.
I'm about to die naked.
Something's going to relax. Go away, not now. Me and Marilyn Monroe.
Not now.
Do I go out in the towel?
Yeah. Who's out there?
A lot of texts for Jared, the Subway guy. You think people know?
Yeah, because they're all putting LOL afterwards.
It's been a while, you know? Mm. He's still in jail,
He was the face.
I hope so.
Yeah. God, yes.
I would have to imagine.
That's like a lifetime sentence.
For a long time.
Man. The Dr. Pepper guy. Little Sweet. It's the sweet one.
Which, the Prince impersonator guy.
Yes, which is the runner-up to Kelly Clarkson in American Idol.
Yeah, yeah.
I never knew that. I
can't remember his name.
Justin Guarini.
Wow.
Useless information that I have stored in my mind.
That's a good Justin
Guarini. Trivia Pursuit King.
Absolutely
over there.
Pull that one. The Chuck E. Cheese. Okay, going to Chuck E. Cheese and they had like the animatronic. Those used to kind of freak me out as a kid.
Really?
Yeah. They were weird looking, creepy. Like Five Nights at Freddy's style.
Mm-hmm.
I thought something was off with these people.
Does like Tony the Tiger and stuff count in this game?
It's technically not fast food.
Oh, this is fast. I'm sorry. It's specifically,
Tony the Tiger is an all-time great mascot.
Yeah, we've done that one before. Okay, so this is fast food.
This is specifically fast food. Somebody texted in the Quiznos rats. They're technically sponge monkeys. I don't know what the hell is.
Sponge monkey?
But they look disgusting.
What's up with you and all your information today?
Well, it's just I've got this one off the list.
Oh,
the Justin Guarini was just off the dome. Okay. You know, sometimes I remember things, sometimes I don't. And then the oven mitt from Arby's is an honorable mention, which I can't say I recall.
I don't remember the oven mitt, and I love Arby's.
I don't either.
Apparently, sponge monkeys refers to a pair of bizarre rodent-like human-toothed creatures that were used as mascots for the Quiznos commercials.
They're creepy looking.
So I guess Quiznos, credit to them, they actually came up with a brand new entity.
Like a Monchichi.
Yeah, an entirely new creature. It's a rodent with human teeth.
They made a big deal about that thing being toasted, right? And it just kind of went away. Right?
I thought Quiznos was getting it done, man.
They made a big deal, like, oh, let's run it through the oven, and you're just going to stand in there waiting on it.
I don't think their meats were ever high enough quality.
I totally agree on
to
that.
To really hold up. Like, they had the bread and the toasting, and the service was good, but you've been into that thing, and you're like, wow. It's just one step above bologna.
We still have Quiznos?
I think they're kind of shut down.
A lot of them shut down. I don't know where there is one anymore.
Because people are like, it doesn't matter if it's heated up anymore.
Well, I mean, I think I'm going to get a sponge monkey if I go in there. It's going to be, that's not good. The bee from Jollibee comes in at number 10. And I didn't know what Jollibee was until they opened one a couple years ago. It's a chicken place.
Okay.
And it's good. I did try it once.
Where?
Have not been back. Preston and Bush in Plano.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Jolly Bee.
Jolly Bee.
I've lived here all my life and never have heard of this place.
Jolly Bee. Yeah, it opened a couple of years ago. It's right next to, there's Chuck E. Cheese, a Taco Bell over there.
Oh, by the other mascot
pop
places.
You just pop into Jolly Bee, get yourself some chicken.
They got one on Greenville.
Oh, geez, look at all these I missed.
Pretty quick, pretty close.
I just ChatGPT'd all these mascots.
Yeah.
There's a ton of them.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
Jack from Jack and the Crack comes in.
Yeah,
and
Jack is cool,
the box,
man.
Jack is.
Yeah. Yeah. Jack is real cool.
Especially then when he does, like, they go back and he's got the sad Jack face with the mouth. And he's like, whoa, what just happened?
Should be higher, I think. The King from Burger King comes in at number 8.
That dude that is one of my creepy. Favorite.
Yeah, he was great.
My favorite was the tiny hands.
He's running in the end zone and stuff. Yeah, it was just golden.
The Hamburglar from McDonald's coming in at number 7.
Fantastic.
That's a great. All their characters.
Yeah. Yeah.
McDonald's. Ronald McDonald.
They just got to run the game, man.
I really like this Mayor McCheese.
Mayor McCheese, dog. Yeah, he blinged out right there.
Domino's.
He looks fly.
The Noid?
What was Grimace?
Grimace is 6.
Okay.
Is he a dinosaur?
Is he a dinosaur?
I'm not sure.
I thought he was a plug.
It does kind of look like a plug or like a plunger.
Yeah.
Purple plunger.
Yeah.
You know? 5 is Little
Adult
Caesar.
Toys at McDonald's. Tell us your age at the drive-thru. We got you.
18 and older.
Kitty meals.
Yeah. Oh, I got my toys mixed up, Mom. This looks like yours. Oh,
Miss Mermaid. What? What are we doing here?
He was one of the first. Grimace was one of the first antagonists of McDonald Land.
I thought the burglar was
antagonist.
Yeah, he would steal. He was like a milkshake stealer. Is kind of what he was.
He's built like a milkshake too.
But very round.
Then they made him a touch more friendly over the years.
So that's why they did the Grimace Shake then a couple years ago.
Yes,
Hamburglar took that role.
That makes sense. Little Caesar from Little Caesars, number 5.
Pizza, pizza,
pan, pan. Dude, my kids think Little Caesars might as well be top-tier New York pizza.
Hey, will you keep riding that as long as you can?
Absolutely, you keep
selling that as,
yeah, no problem.
As a gospel?
Yeah, pizza night.
Oh, my gosh, this is excellent.
Isn't it good? You didn't eat all yours yet.
Kids, this is the best you've ever had.
So yummy. The cows from Chick-fil-A.
I think they're genius.
Yeah, they figured it out.
Eat more chicken, man. Leave us alone.
Yeah, what a great, I mean, it stood the test of time, that one.
Yeah.
You know, you open up this marketing campaign and that becomes everything. That's all you have to do.
It's great. I don't know if Chick-fil-A still does it. We used to have Cow Day, like Cow Appreciation Day. People would come in, you had to dress like a cow and you get a free meal. And the outfits that people came in, hilarious.
Any golden ones?
Well,
sounds messy.
3 is Wendy's. Wendy.
Oh, that's, yeah,
Dave.
Wendy. Dave's daughter.
So that was Dave's daughter, right?
But I like Dave.
Me too.
Dave was cool. White short sleeve shirt, tie.
He seemed friendly. Yeah. Super nice.
Never excited about anything.
Yeah.
Very stoic.
Yeah.
Very good small business owner.
And then 2, we got Ronald McDonald.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Number 1, though, best fast food mascot in the history of time, Colonel Sanders.
Colonel Sanders.
Are they still doing those with different actors playing Colonel Sanders?
I don't know.
I think they quit on
that. I'm so glad.
I think they quit. I think they said enough. We can't do this guy.
Yeah, Colonel Sanders should be number 1. He got a body. He's got a body for that chicken, bro.
It's dull.
Yeah.
Thank you, Woolchuck.
A man got put down. He's up there with Abraham now.
They had a duel over the branding?
No, he shot somebody for messing with his advertising. Yeah. Wow. They put their advertising over his advertising. He went to confront him, and his buddy shot the guy. He
stood on business.
Yeah. Stood on straight business.
Wow. Very 1948 straight of him, huh?
Yeah. Boy, I declare.
Woolchuck's top 10 at 2:20 every afternoon here on The Fan. What are we doing next, Eric?
We have a weekend crash out and the funniest thing from the sports weekend next year in the nation.
This podcast is powered by Men's T Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Chris Young's coming up at 4:20. We're excited to talk to him about, the Rangers getting back to .500, the Tyler Mahle IL situation, and everything going on with this ball club. We'll get the latest from CY coming up in just over an hour and a half. Here's the Chief. congratulations to Broadus's LSU Tigers. They are absolutely running up the score.
Are we over 12,000 yet?
Yeah, you're over 12,000. Yeah.
Yes, we got a game tonight, so that will be another. We'll probably be over 20,000 when this is all said and done, right?
The Rocco's Jello Shot Challenge in Omaha. LSU dominated a couple of years ago. They put up almost 70,000 Jello shots throughout the course of the World Series, and they're tearing up the field this year as well on the only scoreboard that really matters this time of year. But there was, I'm surprised that we haven't gotten more of this. I thought this would be like a yearly tweet that the Rocco's Jello Shot College World Series board challenge would have to tweet out, because they said they had to close early over the weekend because several fans took their passion too far and they don't want to tolerate fighting or aggressive chirping or obscene behavior. We would love to stay drink open and as fight. Late. I'm thinking LSU Tiger fans. They're
Arkansas is involved too.
Yeah, you sprinkle in a bunch of drunk Jello Shot Arkansas fans with LSU. I'm thinking that was Arkansas v. LSU for sure. I would love to get the
different.
I want to get the reports. I want to get the details of this particular bar fight, because I would imagine there was a lot of people in the mix here.
Yeah,
just throwing haymakers.
Yeah,
remember that viral video of that guy saying the LSU fan stuck his finger in my booty? I don't play that. I will kill out here. Yeah.
Oh, we did that?
I will kill out here.
Bro, we got to dig that up. That. Yeah, can we find that?
No, I'll find it, bro.
Oh, please find it. You just let us know.
What
I would
do we
love
do? We
to
stuck our finger
that.
In someone's rear?
Yeah.
Wow. That's, your finger popping.
That's what happened. I don't remember. I would love to get the full details on that, because I can't remember exactly what was going down there. But that is your reputation.
LSU Bama, maybe? There was some sort of a fight. You know, usually it only happens at the bottom of a dog pile in the football game, in between the lines. Man. You know, somebody checks your oil, lets you know you're in for a real dog fight. That's probably rivalry week.
Yeah, that's mental warfare.
It was happening in the stands apparently that week. I mean, there's nothing more offensive, I think, that could happen to you in one of these fight situations than that. So
yeah, that is the.
I guess it just means more.
it does mean more.
They walk and talk exactly what they mean there with the competitive spirit. It's no joke.
Walk, talk, and probe
the whole nine. That is that's crazy. Now, it was obviously Father's Day weekend, and the Tennessee Titans had to delete their social media posts. Happy Father's Day to all the Titans moms and fatherly figures. Not really sure exactly
all the moms.
How intentional that was, but they absolutely got roasted on Twitter for that. There's also, I mean, the U.S. Open, that was tough sledding, dude. That course was throwing haymakers
at
these guys.
Oakmont's one of the most difficult courses they play on championship golf.
You have only one guy finishing under par. That is the winner, J.J. Spahn. And he had one heck of a weekend. He came out of the gates a bogey-free day one and was feeling really, really good about himself. And then the board kind of went a little crazy on him. Mm-hmm. And he came out of the gates yesterday. He has a perfect shot on like the second hole, and it hits the flag stick and then rolls like a mile away from the actual hole after that. He's bogeying the first like four or five holes. But kudos to him. He just needed a two putt at the end, and he goes for birdie and gets it done, which was really, really impressive. You had the weather delay. It looked nasty out there. I'll tell you what, it was actually fun turning back the clock to like 2008 and watching Tiger Woods get after that course, because that was their rain delay theater.
Yeah.
Just putting up Tiger, which I thought was a really good move.
And I was wondering how many people thought that was live. You know, you're not paying attention. You don't know it's a weather delay. You turn it on. You're like, what the hell? Look at Tiger. He's going for it again. Man, this is awesome.
Yeah, he's walking well. No wonder.
Yeah, but to make it even cooler for Spahn, he apparently was woken up in the middle of the night before the final round. Saturday night into Sunday morning at 3 a.m., he finds himself at a local CVS store where he did not crash out like our G-Bag of the Day champ from a couple of weeks ago. His daughter was like sick in the middle of the night, had a stomach bug, throwing up, so he had to go get some medicine, do what he had to do. On Father's Day in the middle of the night when he had the final round awaiting him. Then he comes out of the gates. He's hitting the flag stick. He's bogeying the first handful of holes. then he comes back and wins it. That was really awesome.
Wouldn't you imagine you'd be all over the Favor app or DoorDash if you had unlimited resources like that? Like, what am I doing getting up? Okay, kids in bad shape. I'm going to stay in bed. Yeah. Boom. DoorDash. Bang.
Here's the thing. A lot of these guys have nannies and stuff like
that,
too.
Or that. Yeah, like, just somebody on call.
Like, yeah, but like you're...
Somebody goes, gets it for you.
Your assistant. You know, the guys and gals on the tour that make the most money do have these like a team that travels with them.
I think he fell to like 150 in the world rankings. So maybe he was just like,
he lost the chance to win the Players Championship. He fell apart. Yeah. So it was kind of nice to see.
He might have lost the nanny.
This is a great redemption story. I think it's awesome, him getting his hands dirty as a father and just going and saying, this is my duty. And at 3 a.m.,
he couldn't sleep anyway.
What's the process like at 3 a.m.? You're trying to DoorDash some Pepto or whatever.
Somebody available? Do we have a driver to pick it up?
How long is that going to take? And then what? You're just going to lay in bed and not fall asleep until the door knocks?
It's
like, let me just go get this done. If you want it done right, I do it myself.
Yeah.
All right? And I'm still going to go win this thing.
Yeah.
I thought that was awesome. Then you had the Rafael Devers trade, which we'll get to more in Around the Bases.
Nuts.
But I did love seeing the video of the Father's Day gift. The dad opens up his Rafael Devers jersey, and then like 30 minutes later, the news breaks that he's being traded to San Francisco.
Oh,
can't imagine a Boston Red Sox fan takes that very well. So that was pretty funny, but also that's a bummer to have to spend your Father's Day opening up a Red Sox Devers jersey only for him to get traded just moments later. Yeah, can we flip that back? What can we do here? And then how about...
Hold on for you. I got your fan.
Here we go.
I got your Bama fan. Got violated, partner. He got violated. Record this.
Hey, record that. Well, an LSU fan came and stuck his finger in my booty. Bitch, I don't play that shit. I would kill out here. Anybody play with me, I would kill you out here.
The man got violated. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You turned in people's lives. It must have been real deep. Like, whoa, hey.
Yes. Don't play that.
Yeah. I would be one to put that detail on TV. Yeah. Record this.
Record this.
There is an Alabama fan that did something earlier, and he will be killed on site.
Please.
That's all you need to know.
Smell my finger. God. That is awful.
Man, dude, that has to be a life or death situation.
Put your finger in a place like that.
Well, an LSU fan came and stuck his finger in my booty.
And that man was Brian Broaddus.
Yeah. On the way to the game.
No Tigers.
I think the funniest thing from the sports weekend, though, has to be Stephen A. Smith being outed for playing solitaire on his phone.
While the game was going on, right?
While the game was going. He gets called out and he responds to the guy on Twitter. He's like, yeah, that's me. I can multitask, especially during timeouts. Hope y'all are enjoying the NBA Finals. And then he got community noted by Twitter. It's like, Stephen A. is lying. This photo was taken during gameplay, not during a timeout.
That's amazing.
During the NBA Finals, he's sitting basically in the stands, just on their little perch where they do their halftime show and whatnot. And he's playing solitaire during the NBA Finals.
Brutal.
A truly awful look for Stephen A. Smith.
Now, full disclosure, okay, I'm going to be vulnerable here, and I would hope if you don't pile on me. I know Jared Sandler would if he had the opportunity, but there was a time I did the Trailblazers post-game show, and it got so boring and repetitive. I would be playing online poker while the game was going on, sometimes even while the post-game was going on, because it was that on autopilot. Now, this is a little bit different. NBA Finals?
Yeah.
Yeah. These were non-playoff teams, regular season, the monotony 82 times. Oh, geez, how are they going to lose tonight? There's about one of four or five game scripts with these bunch of losers. I don't understand how you could be that distracted with Pacers Thunder, which is incredibly intriguing if you are really a basketball junkie. Like, you know, he is.
Yeah, this is, I get where you're coming from on that. Yeah, watching a crappy basketball team 82 nights, like, of course, you're going to try and kill some time. But when you're in front of a bunch of people, you're Stephen A. Smith, and it's the NBA Finals, and you're about to go out there and give, like, some really strong opinions, and you're not even watching, it's a bad look.
Maybe Michelle Beadle was onto something.
What was a good look, though, I just want to say, shout out to Ted Emmerich. Move over, Peyton Russell. There's a new glass cutter in town.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime we can get the powder blue Sunday best on Ted Emmerich for filling in for Jared Sandler,
yeah,
that dude, he's got it going on in a big way. It must have been ice cold.
He was poking
at Globe Life Field.
So he didn't have the 3/4 zip on?
That AC can get humming.
I'll tell you what, man. It must have been nippy, chilly. Huh?
Early in the day, especially before the heat's heated up. Thank you, Chief. There it is. Best of the weekend with the salute to Ted Emmerich, who's done a hell of a job filling in for Sands when he's gotten the opportunity. Top stories at 3 coming up will look local, national as well, and then get you over to the C-Note Cowboys news of the evening coming up at 3:20 here on The Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.